some of the basic principles under which it operates, not always so proud of some of the individuals who apply those principles. And one of the principles is the tradition that we have of so-called objective or factual journalism. That was a distinct contribution to the presentation of news and ideas. But, and somewhat quite recently, we have come to the conclusion that that factual presentation was not sufficient. We used to have the idea that facts would speak for themselves. In our complex world today, we are aware of the situation where facts are so mixed up, so complex, so interwoven with other facts, that the facts themselves sometimes mean very little unless they are selected and presented and interpreted to the American public. Unfortunately, we in the United States have developed a number of individuals who have become adept at that technique and who have made reputations, among them the man who is to speak to you this evening. Now, I have here what Professor Cleary calls a poop sheet on the speaker, giving biographical data about him. The fact that last year he won the George Foster Peabody Award for Interpretation and Reporting of News. As a matter of fact, I think Mr. Severide ought to read this as it was prepared by his employers, and he might find it useful in negotiating contracts with them next time. It is has some very fancy adjectives in here, indicating his accomplishments in the field of news interpretation. But those of us who have watched Mr. Severide's operation have been singularly proud of him. And the fact that he has been invited here to the university, I think, should be considered by him as an approval on our part of the techniques and the methods that he has used in presenting news to the American people. He is one of half a dozen individuals in the United States whom I would call responsible reporters. And as such, I would like to present to you Mr. Eric Severide.
Favorite